Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 19 of season 6. We are almost at the halfway point of season 6, so we're getting into it. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast is an album review, such as this one. 2 weeks ago, the album review was The Hooters' Nervous Night. So if you're a fan of The Hooters or you're a fan of album podcasts, go ahead and listen back to that one 2 weeks ago. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP Extra podcast. Half of those EP Extra podcasts are games guest starring my wife. So last week we played a game of Fleetwood Mac or Meatloaf, in which I gave her album reviews of either a Fleetwood Mac album or Meatloaf album. She had to guess what artist was and who the album was. And then the other half of those are little tidbits of information. So 3 weeks ago, the podcast, the tidbit of information, was I talked about the Christmas album, A Philly Special Christmas Special. So, you know, every EP is a little bit different. Today's podcast, though, we have an album review. So the album review is going to be Styx, The Grand Illusion. So how I do my album podcast is I go through about the artist, talk about the album, talk about the personnel in the album, and then talk about the track listing. We'll take a short little intermission, short little break, and then when I come back, I give you guys my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score. So we're going to get right into it. We'll start with Styx. So they formed in Chicago, Illinois, United States of America, in 1972. They were an active band from 1972 to 1984, and then from 1990 to 1991, and then from 1995, and they're still performing today. The original lineup of the band included Dennis DeYoung, James Young, John Kurilewski, Chuck Panazzo, and John Panazzo. The Styx has sold over 20 million records worldwide, and they have been nominated for one Grammy Award. They released 17 studio albums and 39 singles. On the U.S. Billboard 200, they have 6 top 40 albums, 5 top 10s, and 1 number 1. And on the U.K. albums chart, they had 2 top 40 albums and 1 top 10. For their singles, on the U.S. Hot 100, they've had 16 top 40s, 8 top 10s, and 1 number 1. And in the UK singles chart, they had 1 top 40 and 1 top 10. So now, The Grand Illusion. It is the 7th studio album that was released by Styx. In 1975, Styx signed with A&M Records and released their 5th studio album. After the album's release, guitarist and original member John Kurilewski left the band suddenly as they were about to start a U.S. tour in December of 1975, desiring to spend more time with his family. The band frantically searched for a new guitarist, and they brought in Tommy Shaw. The first album to feature Shaw, which was Styx's 6th album, was considered a disappointment because it failed to achieve the sales of their previous album. The Grand Illusion was released on July 7th of 1977. The band wanted to combine the number 7 as much as possible for luck, so it was the 7th month, 7th day, 77, and it was their 7th album. 5 7s. And the album, funnily enough, did not peak at number 7, peaked at number 6 in the U.S. So what are the odds of that? And the album cover is based on René Magritte's 1965 painting, The Blank Signature. It's a really nice album cover, but I'll talk about that later. Reviews of the album are pretty favorable. So Joe Fernbacher of Rolling Stone wrote about the album, quote, "Grand Illusion sallies forth with cuts that encompass the rage of heavy metal and the lugubrious smoothness of the progressive haze." And then he continues, "The rest of Grand Illusion maintains the same kind of musical imagery Styx has had all along. Simple, effective noise for the teenager in search of a progressive thrill," end quote. And Mike DeGagne of AllMusic rated it 4 out of 5 stars, writing retrospectively, quote, "Shaw's induction into the band has clearly settled, and his guitar work, along with James Young's, is full of extremely sharp where it matters most." And then it continues, "Reaching number 6 on the album charts The Grand Illusion was the first to display the gelled accomplishments of both Tommy Shaw and Dennis DeYoung as a tandem, end quote. And the album would certify 3 times platinum in the U.S., selling 3 million certified copies. Moving into the personnel on the album, so it's all Styx, there's no guest artists, there's no extra artists. So Styx consists of Dennis DeYoung on lead vocals and keyboards, James, or J.Y. Young, on vocals, electric guitars, and the synthesizer on track 4. Tommy Shaw does vocals, electric, and acoustic guitars. Chuck Panazzo does bass guitar, and John Panazzo plays the drums on the percussion. Yeah, drums and percussion. And the album was produced by Styx. So the track listing for the album. So track 1 is The Grand Illusion. It was written by Dennis DeYoung. So DeYoung wrote the song with a theme of things not always being what they appear to be, reflecting on the pressures of being a media star. In an interview, DeYoung said, quote, "It's that feeling that success is set up in such a way that if you succeed, you're a failure, and if you don't succeed, you're a failure. The system makes you believe that if you get to point A, everything changes for you, and if you can't get there, you're a schmuck," end quote. And Tommy Shaw said about the theme of the song, quote, "It was such a pertinent and personal thing with all of us at the time. This profession can really play tricks on your head by the fact that you're out there on stage being what everybody wants you to be, but behind that facade, you're still trying to be the same person you've always been," end quote. And those themes that they talked about are also the themes that they kind of wrote all of the songs on the album about. Track 2 is Fooling Yourself, The Angry Young Man. This was written by Tommy Shaw. It was released as the second single off of the album, peaking at number 29 in the US. Shaw originally based the song on his initial perception of DeYoung, who he saw as an angry young man that viewed the group's successes cautiously and grew angrier or depressed at each setback. Shaw would later say that he started to see himself in the lyrics as he got older. Record World's review of the song reads, quote, "Like so many of Styx's previous hits, this single starts acoustically and builds with synthesizers and guitars to a swirling finish. The message is both positive and cautionary, and several voices add their effect to a likely radio favorite," end quote. Track 3 is Superstars, which was written by James Young, DeYoung, and Shaw. It's really confusing that they have a DeYoung and a Young. Track 4 is Come Sail Away. It was written by DeYoung. It was released as the first single off of the album, and it would peak at number 8 in the US. The song uses sailing as a metaphor of achieving one's dreams, with lyrics touching on childhood friends, escapism, and religion. DeYoung said in an interview that he was depressed when he wrote the song due to the fact that their previous 2 albums were underselling and underperforming. Cashbox Magazine's review of the song reads, quote, "A solitary voice introduces the melody to light piano accompaniment in this single." And it continues, "That's usually a cue for a grand entrance, but the pure fury of the drum, guitar, and vocal explosion that follows will pleasantly startle expectations," end quote. And Record World's magazine's review reads, quote, "From a restrained, dreamy beginning, this single builds to a powerful, rocking conclusion of the sort that Styx fans expect. The melody here is most appealing. The message of escape seems just right for the spirit of the 70s, end quote. Track 5 is Miss America, which was written by Young, not DeYoung, Young. Track 6 is Man in the Wilderness, which was written by Shaw. So Shaw wrote the song after watching the band Kansas, perform as the opening act for them, for Styx, calling it, quote, "epic. Unlike any presentation of rock music I'd ever experienced, to go that big opened up all kinds of ideas in my mind, and the next time I was alone with my acoustic, the song more or less unfolded itself," end quote. And the lyrics of the song come from Shaw's experience rising to fame with the band, as well as his brother being sent to fight in the Vietnam War. Track 7 is Castle Walls, which was written by DeYoung. And track 8 is The Grand Finale, which was written by DeYoung, Young, and Shaw. That concludes this portion of today's podcast, this half. I'm going to take a short little break. When I come back, I'm going to give you guys my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score for Styx, The Grand Illusion. So stay tuned for that. back after that short little break. I'm going to give you guys my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score. So how I go about doing this part is I basically put the album on my turntable. And I play it from start to finish as the songs are going. I write my notes out. And then at the end, I rank them from my least favorite to my favorite. So there's 8 tracks on this one. Then we're going to start with number 8. At number 8, I have the grand finale. I really liked the rapid-fire bass playing at the beginning of this song. I definitely feel like they mashed all of the songs on the album into this short conclusion. So I will approve of this as an ending song. I'm very particular about my ending songs. I approve of it. It was a bit short, though, which is why it's number 8. I like all of the instruments on this song, though. And my favorite lyrics were basically the only lyrics of the song. So if you think your life is complete confusion because your neighbor's got it made, just remember, please, it's a grand illusion, and deep inside we're all the same. You might be hearing that a little bit later on. I don't know for sure, though. Well, I do, but I'm not going to spoil it. And number 7, I have Superstars. This song had some really high vocals on the chorus. I really liked how this song, it's a bit more toned back compared to the first 2 songs. There's not as many moving parts on this song, but it's still a very captivating song that doesn't need all of those moving parts. All the other songs have so many moving parts, which they're good. This one doesn't need it. I like how there's like the tempo switch in the middle of the song. And just like overall, the way that the drums were played right before that tempo switch was just a really fun sound. And I was getting ready. I was like, here comes another really lengthy riff. And boy, that was definitely a wow factor guitar riff. I like the sound of the background vocals near the end of the song. They're kind of like played behind the chorus. And my favorite lyrics for this one: you've read about me in the papers, you've seen me on the movie screen, you know everything about me, I'm your late night fantasy. They also did a really good job on this concept album. Like, all the lyrics are going to sound thematically similar. At number 6, I have Castle Walls. So I really like just the slow bass guitar at the beginning of this song. This intro, it had like a medieval-ish feel to it. It's very spooky. The wind sound effect definitely makes it spooky. The vocals on this song are even spooky. It reminded me, this is going to sound really weird, of 2020 Debbie Harry on Pollinator. That's what it reminded me of. The vocals on this song are really unique, and they might be some of the better vocals on the album. I like how the guitar riff is being played over or under a really, really long organ chord. Over or under just played at the same time. The organ chord just kept going. I have a feeling that this song is going to have a very lengthy and powerful instrumental riff. I was not expecting that it had like a false ending, and then it moved back into the bass that we heard from the beginning of the song. It was an interesting move. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but at least like the guitar riff continued, so I thought I liked it. My favorite lyrics for this one: far beyond these castle walls, where I thought I heard Tiresias say, life is not what it seems, and every man must meet his destiny. At number 5, I have Man in the Wilderness. Their slower songs, it's not their strength, but their slower songs are definitely needed on this album. Because the upbeat ones, if I would have just had an album of those upbeat songs, I think it just would have been too much for me. I like just how calm and classic the instrumentals are on the first verse of this song. There's like a guitar, there's some drums, there's a bass, and there's what I thought was a minor synthesizer in the background. It might have just been the keyboard. And there was a fluty synthesizer-y kind of sound on this one. I would assume, again, it's a keyboard. But man, if it was a keyboard and not a synthesizer, like, they can do so many just incredible things musically. This is definitely not a guitar riff that I was expecting on this song, like the sound of it, but I like it. It was a very solid wow factor guitar riff. It also revved itself down and then back up very well at the end. My favorite lyrics for this one: Sometimes I feel like a man in the wilderness. I'm a lonely soldier off to war, sent away to die, never quite knowing why. Sometimes it makes no sense at all. And number four, I have Fooling Yourself, The Angry Young Man. This song had was a very fun introduction again. All of their songs have such fun introductions. And the best way that I can describe it is like carnival-infused rock music. I really like how they mix the synthesizers with what I'm assuming is an acoustic guitar. And the acoustic guitar meshes very well with the carnival music. This song has a very long introduction, but I'm glad that it wasn't used as the first song on the album. I think that these vocals are slightly stronger than the first track, although the first track is definitely more like of a recognizable one. These ones kind of sound like some other bands. Their harmony vocals, though, could use a little bit of work. And I just like how long their songs are, but how simple the lyrics are. Like, their instrumentals are really catchy, and their instrumentals are the star of the album. I also liked, like, the switch to either a keyboard or a synthesizer riff on this song, as opposed to track one. And they really went all out on the instrumentals for this song. They really did. My favorite lyrics were, "Why must you be such an angry young man when your future looks quite bright to me?" At number three, I have The Grand Illusion. The song had a very abrupt beginning, and I like how the instrumentals, they just get, like, right into it. I feel like this is one of those vocals that you hear the song, you just like, bam, that sticks. I always thought, like, hearing the song on the radio, that it was, like, more of an up-tempo song, but I like the tempo that I'm hearing from the album. I like how it's more slow than I thought in my head. I really like the guitar riff on this one. It's a very good mix of a wow factor riff and a music that counts riff. If you're unfamiliar with what I mean by a music that counts riff, a lot of my podcasts explain it. But Eddie and the Cruisers 2, there's a scene in it. How many times do I got to tell you it's the music that counts, not the hype? The hype kind of referring to wow factor riffs. So that's how I compare them. The riff also has a very unique sound to it. I said it sounds like a carnival rock song. I don't even think that's definitely not a genre, but it should be a genre. That's what it sounds like. I like how there's a second guitar riff on this song as well. And most songs that have been on season 6 have been just one and done on riffs. My favorite lyrics for this one. So if you think your life is complete confusion because you never win the game, just remember that it's a grand illusion and deep inside we're all the same. At number 2, I have Miss America. This song had a very different it was the first track on side 2, side B. It was a very different opening to this side than side 1. This song almost has like what sounds like a synthesizer flute, like I mentioned before. I couldn't put, like, I mean, I'm assuming maybe it's just the keyboard, but it was a very unique sound. It's incredible, like, if it is a synthesizer, what the synthesizer adds to rock and roll music. Then there's such a change of sound when it moved into the electric guitar. It almost, like, this might sound really stupid, but it almost had like an Ozzy Osbourne vibe to the vocal, and I liked it. This song also was giving me, like, the band Sweet vibes on the chorus with the high-pitched harmonies, like, you know, Ballroom Blitz. I like how effortlessly that Styx is able to alternate between the synthesizer riffs and the electric guitar riffs. This also is just a really good song lyrically. It's short, it's sweet, and it's to the point. My favorite lyrics for this one, well, it's true, just take a look, the cover sometimes makes the book, and the judges, do they ever ask to read between your lines? And at number one, no surprise again, Come Sail Away. This is one of those songs that the first few seconds of the piano gets played at the beginning and you know exactly what song it is, exactly what's coming. Speaking of which, I think that this was the first song that I heard them use a piano on, and it added a really nice change of pace to the album. I like just how this song builds itself up. It's got like two verses with, you know, it's got a verse with, like, the piano, and then it slowly adds in the synthesizer, and then it adds in some light drumming for the second verse before it just goes into an absolute explosion of electric guitar. So many different parts to this song. The synth riff in the middle, like, it just sounded dreamy. I didn't know how else to describe it other than dreamy. And then, you know, they just fire into another guitar riff and another instrumental. The guitars playing during the repeating Come Sail Aways at the end of the song would be a really good wow factor riff if it was just by itself. My favorite lyrics for this one, a gathering of angels appeared above my head. They sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. And that is the song rankings for Styx the Grand Illusion. So now I'm going to go into my album score. So how I do my album score, I rank it on by personal opinion on a score of out of 10 based off of its lyrics, vocals, and instrumentals. Lyrically, I gave this one an 8.5 out of 10, pointing to songs The Grand Illusion, Come Sail Away, and Miss America as strong lyrical songs. Vocally, I gave this one a 7.5 out of 10. The songs I pointed to, Superstars, Man in the Wilderness, and Castle Walls. And then instrumentally, I gave this one a 9 out of 10. Fooling Yourself, The Angry Young Man, Come Sail Away, and The Grand Finale were the songs that stuck out to me instrumentally. Those three categories are going to get multiplied by 2 when they get put into what I call the... they'll get multiplied by 2 to go into the total score. Those three categories are what I call the Dorney score, though, and it's based out of 30. So that makes up 60 points, 60 out of the 100 points of my scoring. I then give it a score out of 10 based off of where it charts in the U.S. and the U.K. So in the U.S., it charted at number 6, so it gets a score of 8 points. And it did not chart in the U.K., unfortunately, so it doesn't get any points there. I also give it a score out of 10 based off of where its singles chart. So in the this is off of in the U.S. On the Hot 100. So it had a number 8 single and a number 29 single, so it gets 3 points for the number 8 and 1 point for the number 29. So it gets 4 out of 10 points for its singles. And then I give it a score out of 10 based off of its cover. This was a really good cover, a really unique cover. I gave it a 9 out of 10. So overall, the total score for Styx the Grand Illusion is a 71 out of 100, which is a very good score in comparison to some of the other albums from Season 6. But we'll have to wait to see how they compare until the Season 6 finale, unless you want to go back and listen to all the podcasts and see what all the other scores were. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's podcast. If you're new, please go subscribe to me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. We are in the midst of voting for Season 7 albums. So of the 20 album podcasts that I do in the Season 7, 17 of them will get voted on by my Instagram followers. There's 3 wild cards, but Instagram followers have a lot of say in this. So make sure that you're following me on Instagram and go vote there. If you're interested in growing your record collection, I have used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl. And you can search that up and try to find me. I've got about 350 listings or so. And next week's podcast is going to be an EP extra podcast, tidbit of information. I'm just going to review some of the musicians, music people that we unfortunately lost in 2023, and just do a little bit of like in memory of them. So stay tuned for that so I can honor those people. I'll talk to you guys all next week.